But because the boxing's on talk tonight, I do want to concentrate more for the last 40-odd minutes of the show on bums. What was the name of that? Gardner,
Chuck Gardner.
Chuck Gardner was, we believe, the biggest bum ever to enter a boxing ring in a professional fight. But you may just want to ring up and celebrate bums you have known.
I thought you just meant bums in general.
Real bums in boxing. You might want to just drop off a list. You might want to ring up and say, just don't ask, but they were all bums. Terrible, terrible word. Not even journeyman. Good old-fashioned bums.
Yep, they arrive in a box.
Tony Tugut Tangalento. You ever seen him?
No.
He fought Joe Louis. He fought everyone in 1940s. He looked like, Goodfellas, Paulie. Yeah. Cigar chomping Paulie, yeah. I never used the phone. You look like him. He used to train on pizza and beer long before.
There's a brilliant scene when the first time Paulie is introduced, he arrives in the big car, you only see the bottom 4 inches of the car. When he gets out of the car rises up.
That's superb.
And that's when Ray Liotta says, now Paulie was a scary guy, and he knew some very scary guys.
Yeah, that's why I must watch him when I get in there. Anyway, but bum, Paulie's not a bum. But however, that's what Tony Tugut-Tangalento looked like. And you see the wonderful old classic 1940s kind of movie tone news thing where he's speaking directly into camera saying, I am not the fittest fighter in the world, but he won't be able to knock me over. I don't care what he does. I'm going to win this fight. I'll wear him down. And holding up one of his five bellies and wobbling it at the camera. And he was at Madison Square Gardens. Tony Tugut-Tangalento. Well, now, we know Chuck Gardner.
You both have sunk 20,000 tons of LA shipping.
I'm talking about Max Schmeling, because he went on there. Wasn't he celebrating Nazi? I think he was adopted by the Nazi
during the war.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Other bums. You might want to
ring us up. More Nazi update later.
You might want to ring us up and say, oh, no. Even if it was just unlicensed boxing. I've never been to an unlicensed
fight.
Too scary.
They know some very scary guys.
Anyone out there actually been to an unlicensed fight? I mean, of course, you know, God rest our...
McClane, of course.
Danny McClane and Roy the Bull Shaw.
Both dead now.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder why I've been whacked around the head by a 17-stone man with bare fists.
Yeah, but I've got videos of unlicensed boxing and how exciting.
Any unlicensed boxers out there want to ring?
Want to ring us up? I mean, what's the deal? I mean, it's obviously still going on. We don't want to investigate. We just want you to tell us what it was like and whether it really is as scary as that. There may just be a lot of. What are you going to complain to if the fights are set up and all that? What are you going to do? But do they really have fights behind closed doors? I don't mean in halls. I mean in garage forecourts, because the legend is. Lenny McClane was, you know, nothing if not a scamp sometimes with the truth. A great fellow and one of the best interviews I ever did. I love him.